right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going to continue with this article here, Why Americans Will Believe Almost Anything. So when you're going out there trying to wise up the dumbed-down Americans, just understand that they've been programmed with this garbage, folks, since the day they were born. And this is why it takes so much energy to break away and crack that egg, if you will, get inside their head. So let's continue with this. Founder of the world-famous Sloan Kettering Memorial Institute for Medical Research, Charles Kettering also happened to be an executive with General Motors. By some strange coincidence, we soon have Sloan Kettering issuing reports stating that lead occurs naturally in the body and that the body has a way of eliminating low-level exposures. Through its association with the Industrial Hygiene Foundation and public relations giant Hill & Knowlton, Sloan Kettering opposed all anti-lead research for years. Without organized scientific opposition, for the next 60 years more and more gasoline became leaded until the 1970s, 90% of our gasoline was leaded. Finally, it became too obvious to hide that lead was a major carcinogen, which they knew all along, and leaded gas was phased out in the late 1980s. But during those 60 years, it is estimated that some 30 million tons of lead were released in vapor form onto American streets and highways. 30 million tons. That's public relations, my friends. In 1993, a guy named Peter Huber wrote a new book and coined a new term. The book was Galileo's Revenge, and the term was junk science. Huber's absurd thesis was that real science supports technology, industry, and progress. Anything else should be thought of as junk science. Not surprisingly, Starber explains how Huber's book was supported by the industry-backed Manhattan Institute. Huber's book was generally dismissed not only because it was so poorly written, but because it failed to realize one fact. True scientific research begins with no conclusions. Real scientists are seeking the truth because they do not yet know what the truth is. True scientific method goes like this. 1. Form a hypothesis. 2. Make predictions for that hypothesis. 3. Test the predictions. And 4. Reject or revise the hypothesis based on the research findings. Boston University scientist Dr. David Ozenoff explains that ideas in science are themselves like living organisms that must be nourished, supported, and cultivated with resources for making them grow and flourish. Great ideas that don't get this financial support because the commercial angles are not immediately obvious. These ideas wither and die. Another way you can often distinguish real science from phony is that real science points out flaws in its own research. Phony science pretends there were no flaws. Contrast this with modern public relations and its constant pretensions to sound science. Corporate-sponsored research, whether it's in the arena of drugs, genetically modified foods, or chemistry, it begins with predetermined conclusions. It is the job of the scientist then to prove that these conclusions are true because of the economic upside that proof will bring to the industries paying for that research. This insidious approach to science has shifted the entire focus of research in America during the past 50 years, as any true scientist is likely to admit. If a drug company is spending $10 million on a research project to prove the viability of some new drug, and the preliminary results start coming back about the dangers of that drug, what happens? No more funding. The well dries up. What is being promoted under such a system? Science, or rather entrenched medical error. Starbridge documents the increased amounts of corporate sponsorship of university research. This has nothing to do with the pursuit of knowledge. Scientists lament that research has become just another commodity, something bought and sold. It is shocking when Starbridge shows how the vast majority of corporate public relations today opposes any research that seeks to protect public health or the environment. It's a funny thing that most of the time when we see the phrase junk science, it is in a context of defending something that threatens either the environment or our health. This makes sense when one realizes that money changes hands only by selling the illusion of health and the illusion of environmental protection or the illusion of health. True public health and real preservation of the Earth's environment have very low market value. Starber thinks it's ironic that industry's self-proclaimed debunkers or junk science are usually non-scientists themselves. Here again, they can do this because the issue is not science, but the creation of images. Got to take a break. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got some more on this article, then I might tell you an unbelievable story. So stick with me. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, still in the article, Why Americans Will Believe Almost Anything. When public relation firms attack legitimate environmental groups and alternative medicine people, they again use special words which will carry an emotional punch. Words like outraged, sound science, junk science, sensible, scaremongering, responsible, phobia, hoax, alarmist, hysteria. The next time you are reading a newspaper article about environmental or a health issue, note how the author shows bias by using the above terms. This is a result of very specialized training. Another standard public relations tactic is to use the rhetoric of the environmentalists themselves to defend a dangerous and untested product that poses an actual threat to the environment. This we see constantly in the public relations smokescreen that surrounds genetically modified foods. They talk about how GM foods are necessary to grow more food and to end world hunger, when the reality is that GM foods actually have lower yields per acre than natural crops. The grand design sort of comes into focus once you realize that almost all GM foods have been created by the sellers of herbicides and pesticides so that those plants can withstand greater amounts of herbicides and pesticides. Publish or perish is the classic dilemma of every research scientist. That means whoever expects funding for the next research project had better get the current research paper published in the best scientific journals. And we all know that the best scientific journals like JAMA, New England Journal, British Medical Journal, etc. are peer-reviewed. Peer review means that the articles which actually get published between all those full-color drug ads and pharmaceutical centerfolds have been reviewed and accepted by some really smart guys with a lot of credentials.
The assumption is if the article made it past peer review, the data and the conclusions of the research study have been thoroughly checked out and bear some resemblance to physical reality. But there are a few problems with this hot little setup. First off, money. Even though prestigious, venerable medical journals pretend to be so objective and scientific and incorruptible, the reality is that they face the same type of being called to account that all glossy magazines must confront. Don't antagonize your advertisers. Those full-page drug ads in the best journals cost millions, Jack. How long will a pharmaceutical company pay for an ad space in a magazine that prints some very sound scientific research paper that attacks the safety of its drug in the centerfold? Think about it. The editors may lack moral fiber, but they aren't stupid. Another problem is the conflict of interest thing. There's a formal requirement for all medical journals that any financial ties between the author and a product manufacturer be disclosed in the article. In practice, it never happens. A study done in 1997 of 142 medical journals did not find even one such disclosure. A 1998 study from the New England Journal of Medicine found that 96% of peer-reviewed articles had financial ties to the drug they were studying. Big shock, huh? Any disclosures? Yeah, right. This study should be pointed out whenever somebody starts getting too pompous about the objectivity of peer review, like they often do. Then there's the outright purchase of space. A drug company may simply pay $100,000 to a journal to have a favorable article printed. Fraud in peer-reviewed journals is nothing new. In 1987, the New England Journal ran an article that followed the research of R. Slutsky, M.D., yes, that's right, Slutsky, over a seven-year period. During that time, Dr. Slutsky had published 137 articles in a number of peer-reviewed journals. NEJM found that in at least 60 of these 137, there was evidence of major scientific fraud and misrepresentation, including reporting data for experiments that were never done, reporting measurements that were never made, reporting statistical analysis that were never done. Dean Black, Ph.D., describes what he calls the Babel effect. That results when this very common and frequently undetected scientific fraud in peer-reviewed journals is quoted by other researchers who are in turn re-quoted by still others and so on. That happens in this administration with some of the news that they quote. Want to see something that sort of reframes this whole discussion? Check out the McDonald's ads, which routinely appear in the Journal of American Medical Association. Then, keep in mind that this is the same publication that for almost 50 years ran cigarette ads proclaiming the health benefits of tobacco. Very scientific? Oh, yes. Hope this chapter has given you a hint to start reading newspaper and magazine articles a little more critically and perhaps start watching TV news shows with a slightly different attitude than you had before. And I'll insert, if you watch them at all, if I were you, I'd just throw it out. Always ask, what are they selling here and who's selling it? And if you actually follow up on Stauber and Rampton's book and check out some of the other resources below, you might even glimpse the possibility of advancing your life one quantum simply by ceasing to subject your brain to mass media. That's right, no more newspapers, no more TV news, no more Time Magazine or People Magazine or Newsweek. You could actually do that. Just think what you could do with the extra time alone. Really feel like you need to relax or find out what's going on in the world for a few hours every day? Think about the news of the past couple of years for a minute. Do you really suppose the major stories that have dominated headlines and TV news have been what is going on in the world? Do you actually think there's been nothing going on besides the contrived tech slump, the refiltered accounts of foreign violence and disaster, the accounts of U.S. retribution in the Middle East, making Afghanistan and Iraq more safe for democracy, and all the other non-stories that the puppeteers dangle before us every day? What about when they get a big one like O.J. or Michael Jackson or the London bombing, or now with the Rove neo-Nazi aftermath of 9/11? Do we really need to know that in all the detail day after day? Do we really have any way of verifying all that detail? And then when we do go down the rabbit hole, folks, like I have, and find out it's all, well, and like you guys have as well, at least my veteran listeners, that we find out it's not true anyway. What a time waster. Let's try to convince us of something that we know isn't true. Do we have any way of verifying all that detail, even if we wanted to? What is the purpose of media? To inform the public? Hardly. The primary purpose of media is to keep the public in a state of fear and uncertainty so that they will watch again tomorrow to see how much worse things got and be subjected to the same advertising. Oversimplification? Of course. That's the hallmark of mass media mastery. Simplicity. The invisible hand, like Edward Bernays said, the people must be controlled without them knowing it. Consider this. What was really going on in the world all the time they were distracting us with all the stupid, vexatious daily smokescreen? We have no way of knowing. And most of it doesn't even concern us, even if we could know it. Fear and uncertainty, that's what keeps people coming back for more. If this seems like a radical outlook, let's take it one step further. What would you lose from your life if you stopped watching TV and stopped reading newspapers and glossy magazines altogether? Ooh, would your life really suffer any financial, moral, intellectual, spiritually, or academic loss from such a decision? Do you really need to have your family continually absorbing the illiterate, amoral, phony, cultural bereft, desperately brainless values of the people featured in the average nightly TV program? Are these fake programmed robots normal? Do you need to have your life values constantly spoon-fed to you? Are those shows really amusing or just a necessary distraction to keep you from looking at reality or trying to figure things out for yourself by doing a little independent reading or perhaps from actually having a conversation with the people who live in the same house with you? What else could we be doing with all of this freed up time that would actually expand our awareness? There's no question that as a nation, we're getting dumber by the year. Look at the presidents we've been choosing lately. Ever notice the blatant grammar mistakes so ubiquitous in today's advertising with billboards? Literacy is marginal in most American secondary schools. 3/4 of California high school seniors can't read well enough to pass their exit exams. That's in the San Jose Mercury News. If you think other parts of the country are smarter, try this one. Hand any high school senior a book by Dumas or Jane Austen and ask them to open to any random page and just read one paragraph out loud. Go ahead, do it. SAT scales are arbitrarily shifted lower and lower to disguise how dumb kids are getting year by year. At least 1 in 6 have documented learning disabilities which are reinforced and rewarded by special treatment and special drugs. Ever hear of anyone failing a grade anymore? Or observe the intellectual level of the average movie, which these days may last only 1 or 2 weeks in the theaters, especially if it has insignificant explosions, chase scenes, silicone, fake martial arts, or Cretan-esque dialogue. Doesn't anyone else notice how badly these 30 or 40 movie stars we keep seeing over and over in variations of the same few plots must now overact to get their point across to an ever-dimming audience? How they must say their lines louder and slower as time goes on? Radio, consider the low mental qualifications of the falsely animated corporate simians they hire as DJs. Seems like they're only allowed to have 50 thoughts, which they just repeat at random. The less their education, the better. And at what point did popular music cease to require the study of any musical instrument or theory whatsoever, not to mention lyric? Perhaps we just don't understand this emerging art form, right? The Darwinism of MTV, apes descended from man. Ever notice how most articles in any of the glossy magazines sound like they were all written by the same guy? And this writer just graduated from junior college? And yet he has all of today's correct opinions on social issues. No original ideas. And that shallow, smug, homogenized corporate omniscience, which enables him to assure us that everything is fine. All this is great news for the public relations industry. Makes their job much easier. Not only are very few paying attention to the process of conditioning, fewer are capable of even understanding it, even if somebody explained it to them. Let's say you're in a crowded cafeteria and you buy a cup of tea. And as you're about to sit down, you see your friend way across the room. So you put the tea down and you walk across the room and talk to your friend for a few minutes. Now coming back to your tea, are you just going to pick it up and drink it? Remember, this is a crowded place and you've just left your tea unattended for several minutes. You've given somebody in that room access to your tea. Why should your mind be any different? Turning on the TV or uncritically absorbing mass publications every day, these activities allow access to our minds by just anyone. Anyone who has an agenda. Anyone with the resources to create a public image via popular media. As we've seen above, just because we read something or see something on TV doesn't mean it's true or worth knowing. So the idea here is, like the tea, perhaps the mind is also worth guarding, worth limiting access to. This is the only life we get. Time is our total capital. Why waste it allowing our potential, our scope of awareness, our personality, our values to be shaped, crafted, and boxed up according to the whims of mass panderers? There are many important issues that are crucial to our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being which require time and study. If it's an issue where money is involved, objective data won't be so easy to obtain. Remember, if everybody knows something, that image has been bought and paid for. Real knowledge takes a little effort, a little excavation, down at least one level below what everybody knows. I'll be back and finish this up in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me, and then I'm going to tell you a really unbelievable story, folks. All your friends and neighbors. It's a good one.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. And during the break, I had my board operator and also, believe it was Julie, might have been Sandra. I had the music blaring. I couldn't disseminate the voice. But at any rate, you can access this article. I guess they've had a number of phone calls wanting to know where you can get it. You can access it by going to www.theamericanawakening.org. That's my website. You can click on interesting links, and it's the top article on the left-hand side. Now, I did have an emailer that emailed me and said something was wrong with Rents. You can also access this article, and the article is called Why Americans Will Believe Almost Anything by Tim O'Shea. And you can also access it, I believe, if Rents isn't goofy right now, at www.rense.com. Okay, and with that, let me finish this up, folks, by saying it's the land of the brave and the home of the free, where the less you know, the better off you'll be. And that's a quote by Warren Zevon, Disorder in the House. Now, when you're out trying to wake up these mind-numb, dumbed-down, propagandized, hypnotized Americans, you might point them into that website and let them read the article. Print off a few copies of it, hand it to them, say, read it at your leisure. I'd like to get your opinion on this because I believe you're an intelligent person and I'd like to find out what your thoughts are. We have got to convince these dumbed-down, mind-numbed American people to quit absorbing this garbage that's being spoon-fed to them by these paid liars. And you know what, folks? That will be the first major step in weaning them off of this and opening up their minds. And that's why I wanted to take the time today
to bring this to your attention, veteran listeners and new listeners alike, because the good news is we're winning. At first, first they ignore you, then they criticize you, then they attack you, then you win. We're in the attack stage right now. The mainstream media pundits, the ones that are getting paid all the money to lie to you, they are scared out of their wits because Americans are starting to wake up and they know it. And they're getting blasted wherever they go, and I love it. They look like a deer caught in the headlights. They're being challenged at every venue. Whether they speak at a college, whether at a press conference, they come out after a campaign debate. We have diligent, vigilant Americans, young, some older. They're out asking the direct questions and pointing cameras and pointing microphones right in their face. Used to be, before we woke up, they could go out and do this and get away with it. But now they're being made to eat their own words. And folks, that's exciting. And so when I look at this bill, H.R. 1955, and now it's Senate H.R. 1959, at first I looked at that and there was a little trepidation going, oh my God, yes, they're coming after us. But now I look at that and I go, you know what, we're winning. Because if we weren't winning, they would not have done this. They are scared out of their minds. And that's good news. It's really good news for us. It's good news for you. Okay, it's just a question of how close the tipping point is. And the tipping point, folks, is up to you. The faster we get the word out, the faster that you bring your friends, neighbors, and relatives to RBN. And I've had so many people, so many emails coming in from people now, phone calls, listeners calling in saying, you know what, I'm a new listener. And I've got emails saying, I'm addicted. And I'm not saying it's because I'm some great talk show host. I'm a listener just like you when I get off the air. And guess what? I'm addicted. I'm addicted to the truth. Because the truth will set you free. The truth stands on its own. It shows in its own light. And people want the truth. They are so sick of being lied to that they know there's something out there. And you guys out there are the beacon. You're the people. Now, you may not be as literate as some. You may not be well-spoken, but that's okay. All you have to do is invite them to RBN. That's all you have to do. Oh, and you might let your fingers do the walking a little bit, like we have been talking about, which a lot of you evidently have been doing. But keep it up, folks. 800-828-0498. 800-614-2803. 877-851-6437. Get on the phone. Call the switchboard. Talk to your senators. Tell them that you don't want that S-1959 passed. Be nice about it, okay? But there's a lot of power in numbers. And believe me, these people are nervous. But, you know, take pride in the fact that we're making them nervous. That in itself is a victory. It's a great victory. I'm in a good mood. You know, I had a caller called in yesterday. Said, you know, you're a little bit negative. I think you're a loser because you're not reporting this. Well, you know, I have my up days and I have my down days. Today's one of those up days. Because I thought about this, guys, and I thought, you know what? They would never have introduced this bill if we weren't winning. And then I was listening to John's show yesterday, and he had this eloquent individual that I've had on my show a few times, Ted Pike, who brought up an interesting point for those of you who listen. He was talking about, he called in, was talking to some of these people representing the senators, and he asked them about the definition of this radicalization, this homegrown terror. And you know what? They don't even know. They don't even know what it is. They can't say, well, it is this, that, or the other. Well, you know, we'll relate you to the Islamo-fascists. Well, I'm sorry, but they're not Americans. And we're talking about homegrown terrorism. What is the definition? Nobody even knows. They slapped this together and got it out there and got it into Congress as quick as they could because they are desperate. And then you have to ask yourself, why are they desperate? It's because of you. It's because of us. It's because we're just smiling and telling the truth. And the lies they can no longer prevail. It's going to come crashing down on them like a tidal wave. Why are they nervous? They're getting paid millions of dollars a year to lie to you people. And they know you're finding out. Isn't that great news? I'm excited. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. When I get back, I'm going to tell you an amazing, fantastic story. But it's true. Stick with me. I'll be back with more in just 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hey, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. All right. Well, let's get into this for a little bit. For those longtime listeners of mine, you know that I'm married to a lady that has been pulled over. She has an international driver's license. She's been pulled over in Phoenix 11 times. And I believe, if I remember correctly, she told me at one point in time she did get a ticket, but it wasn't in Arizona. It was in Utah. Okay, so she's been pulled over 10 times in Phoenix, Arizona, never gotten a ticket. And I'm talking about speeding, because she does like to speed. But this story isn't about her. Sunday last, she also has a daughter that is now 19 and a half years old. Her daughter seems to have the same problem, not with speeding so much as with alcohol. Now, at age 17 and a half, she took my car out without permission at 2:15 in the morning and was arrested for doing 85 miles an hour on a city street, drunk out of her mind, and blew through a red light. They arrested her, and her fine was $100 and 8 hours of community service and 24 hours in jail, of which was expunged after she turned 18. Then, oh, it was about a year ago, she was arrested in a park with a couple of her cousins for drinking, and she had to go to court again. Well, this Sunday last, I got a call
from my wife, Lindsay, who was very upset when she was crying. She had to go pick up her daughter. 9:15 on a Sunday morning, her daughter had taken her car, was driving down, Thunderbird Avenue at 35th, and rear-ended another car that was at a red light. Now, the police called Lindsay, and when Lindsay got down there, she had witnessed that the police were out, had her daughter out in the street giving her a sobriety test, and determined visually as well as through the sobriety test that she was drunk off her hind end. She literally could not hardly stand up. Well, what's amazing about that? What's amazing, folks, is that here's a girl that has no driver's license, has never had a driver's license. She doesn't have an international license. She's never had a license. And what's interesting about this story, what is fantastic and what is amazing and what has been met with shock by anybody that I have spoken with about this, or Lindsay has spoken with about this, that happens to be an American, is that the Phoenix Police Department issued her a citation for no driver's license, driving on a suspended license, which I don't know how she could do because she didn't have a license to begin with, and driving not using caution or whatever by rear-ending a vehicle, and they let her go. They didn't arrest her. Falling down drunk, I would imagine, since she was up all night drinking all night long, I would imagine that she was probably blowing at least a 2.5, if not a 3, on that little breathalyzer that they give. But the Phoenix Police Department gave her a ticket and let her go. And on the report, they did not even submit that she had been drinking at all. Now, when I had talked to Lindsay about this, Lindsay had informed me that she overheard the female police officer telling the other police officer, oh, and by the way, before I get to that, Lindsay had also told me that she had to call her daughter aside because her daughter was so drunk and so obnoxious that she was cussing at the police. She was just indignant with them. And this went on for a good half hour. The police let her go with a ticket. But when she overheard the female police officer talking to the male police officer, she overheard that officer say, we have to let her go because to arrest her for a DUI would be too intensive to process. Now, I don't know what that means, but I do know this. If it were me, or if it were you, or if it were any other individual that got pulled over and was blatantly drunk and had, whether it's an Arizona driver's license or a driver's license of any other state in the United States, I will guarantee you we would be in jail and our car would have been impounded, which, by the way, it was, which is another story I'm going to get into in just a minute. Her daughter was driving her car, has totaled her car out, and the police department has impounded her vehicle. Now, it even gets more interesting. The impound yard, they called a place by the name of Shamrock Towing here in Phoenix. Shamrock Towing towed the vehicle to an impound yard. Lindsay didn't know how to get the car back, didn't know whether the car is totaled or not, but what's interesting is I drove her down there, and there's a big sign up on the impound yard that says, unless you are the owner of the vehicle and you bring title to the vehicle and you show a valid driver's license, you cannot gain entry. Well, Lindsay doesn't have a valid Arizona driver's license. She has an international license, but she didn't bring it along with her that day. So she had to go and then come back. They will only let one individual in one time per day. And I would assume that is because they don't want you bringing anybody to come out and give an estimate of what the costs are because they're charging by the day to impound the vehicle. So they told her that she had to go down to the Phoenix Police Department on Washington and 7th to talk to the police officer in there about getting the vehicle out. So she went down there. They told her it was impounded for mandatory 30 days. She couldn't get it out because she didn't have a driver's license, and she had to show insurance on the car, which was no big deal. But what's interesting is the cop told her that she might as well just sign the vehicle over, the title to the vehicle, just sign it over to Shamrock Towing. Well, when she came back and told me that, I thought that was a little bit strange. So me, having the certification in private investigation, I did a little bit of homework on Shamrock Towing. And I'll tell you, this is what I find interesting, folks. And by the way, the phone lines are open now, 800-313-9443, because I'm almost finished with this. I went down the rabbit hole on Shamrock Towing, and I pulled up their corporate records, and I found that not only did these people have a federal tax lien, which surprised me because I would think the police department, you know, would be a benevolent organization and would be dealing only with people that were pristinely clean. But not only do they have a federal tax lien, but they also have been sued on more than one occasion by people who have evidently been going through the same thing of having their car impounded and not being able to gain access to it. But these people won't even show up when they're sued in the appearance of court. So there's default judgments in the recorder's office for this particular Shamrock Towing. Well, now, who owns Shamrock Towing? I did a little research on that. And Shamrock Towing is not owned by anybody here locally, evidently. They are owned by a place called United Road Towing. And they're a corporation out of Delaware whose owners, board of directors, if you will, are stationed in Chicago. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that rather interesting. Here's three people that own a tow service that aren't even residents of this state. Here's a police department here in Phoenix, Arizona, that is instructing my wife to sign the title of her vehicle over to this Shamrock Towing because it's mandatorily impounded for 30 days. She has to pay the police department $150 and wait 30 days to get it out. And they will not allow her to sign the title over to anybody else and let anybody else come in there and gain access to the vehicle. Is it just me, or do I smell a rat here somewhere? Is the Phoenix Police Department in cahoots with this towing service and wanting her to sign the title over so they can run it through an auction and split the proceeds of the vehicle? I don't know. The jury's still out on that, but I'm not through investigating this, folks. So that's the story. If you don't have a driver's license at all, and you're an immigrant, and you get pulled over for drunk driving, so drunk you can't even walk, practically, they let you go because you're too intensive to process. I don't know about you, but I find that pretty fantastic. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine today. How are you, George?
Well, I gotta say one thing about what the Congress is doing. You know, we got this our dollar plunging. You know, I mean, the price of a barrel is almost up $100 a barrel for oil. I mean, it's costing people. Where they have to decide between food and filling up their gas tank to get to work, and the Congress is out to lunch. They're not dealing with none of these problems, and I think the people are catching on that. You know, there are people who are getting their ox gored left and right, and the thing is, we're winning, and their power is being threatened by us. It's like we're up on the captain's bridge trying to fight for the helm, because we have a chance to steer the ship clear from the iceberg, yet we got this small group trying to push it towards the iceberg.
Well, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, George, I mean, I'm in a good mood today because I took a look at this H.R. 1955 again, and I realized I just came to my own conclusions that the reason that it's being shoved through as fast as it is because we have these people scared. And you've made a good point here. Yes, okay, our economy is going down by design, but we are waking up. I find now that people that I would have never thought in a million years, George, would have ever listened to me. They have called me tinfoil hat-wearing idiot for as long as can be imagined, and now even those people are starting to ask me questions. And when I see that, when I see the complete opposite, somebody that has been locked into a left-right paradigm all their lives and their families before them, their parents before them, I'm saying, you know what, there's really hope here. And these networks out here, and I'm talking about RBN, and I'm talking about GCN, and I'm talking about Truth Network, I'm talking about all of them, okay? All of us are out here on the front lines, and all of you guys, George, and I know you're a patriot, I know you're boned up to speed, and I've talked to you before, you know, we're making a difference now, and we're getting close to the tipping point, and it's really exciting, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think will happen, if this bill passes signed by the president, I bet you the reaction would be so great and be so overwhelming that they won't be able to implement this.
Well, here's the way I look at it, is that I know there's a little question in my mind that George Bush will sign it. He's probably foaming at the mouth. He can't wait to sign it. It's better than a Christmas cookie for him. But the fact of the matter is that it doesn't matter whether he signs it or not. It's an unconstitutional bill. 404 congressmen really actually committed treason by even, you know, putting that bill through. So ultimately, we'll find out how corrupt the court system is because they're going to selectively enforce it. But yes, you're right. We're going to see such a backlash. But the nice thing about it, and I look at the positive outlook on this, George, what's going to happen is that it's going to bring even more awareness to the dumbed-down American people saying, wait a minute, how could they do this? Okay, we really have all these tinfoil hat-wearing idiots that have been, you know, shouting from the rooftops that your constitutional rights have been taken away. Maybe they're right. And there's going to be even more people that are going to come and they're going to start listening to us and they're going to start listening to you, George. And you know what? Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is, look like Pat Buchanan, how he was gored and made fun of, and they thought he was a xenophobic, anti-Semite. I mean, they bashed him. But now nobody's laughing at him anymore. They're really paying attention to what he's saying and what he's writing.
Well, what does that tell you, George?
That,
I mean, in your mind, what does that tell you?
What does that tell you? That Pat Buchanan was right, and people are starting to take notice.
Right, which means we're waking people up, which means we're winning. Remember, first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And we're in the fight stage, okay? And it is in my opinion, they entered into the fight stage a little bit too late because we're getting close. We're not there yet, but we're getting close to reaching a tipping point. And like John Stadtmiller says, we need more boots on the ground, but there's more boots coming in on the ground every day, George. And that's the good news.
I mean, but look at Ron Paul. Look at the momentum he's gaining. I don't think that momentum can be stopped. I mean, the snowball is on the top of the hill, and it's starting to push going down the other end. And
it's exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
It's exciting.
And the thing is, I would love to see how the party will react when Ron Paul says, I accept this Republican nomination, and get to see the Sean Hannity and all those people start going, ahamada, ahamada, ahamada. You know what I mean? And try
But I made a prediction. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, and see all these people sit there and stutter. I want to see how Rush Limbaugh will react, how Michael Savage, you know, how Sean Hannity react. I mean, I could tell they'll go for Hillary. They'll say, oh, no, well, I mean, Hillary will stay in Iraq, but Ron Paul will pull the troops when we'll be more in danger. And the thing is, we are in so much danger. I mean, the troops are disenchanted. I mean, and they're about ready to go join the militia.
Mm-hmm. Well, the troops are in a major support of Ron Paul. But, you know, I made a prediction that I believe that there's some event that will happen, some excuse that will come up that is going to shift the Sean Hannitys and the O'Reillys and the Rush Limbaughs over to the Clinton camp because, you know, covertly behind the scenes, the Bush administration is already preparing the way for Hillary to take over. Now, Bush is supposed to be a Republican. As we know, he's posing as a Republican conservative, which is a blatant lie. But they certainly aren't going to be pushing for Ron Paul, who is a Republican. So they only have one other venue. You know, if Ron Paul does not get the nomination, the Democratic Party is going to win. Now, I did see I didn't see the debates, but I read an article on the debates the other night where Obama and Edwards basically carved Hillary Clinton up pretty badly with her duplicitous lying regarding immigration. So that remains to see. It's be interesting to see how that plays out, George. But in the meantime, you know, you will see a shift. If Ron Paul gets the nomination, Republican nomination, if Hillary Clinton gets the Democratic nomination, you're going to see a shift with all these mainstream people over to the Clinton camp. Mark my word.
Well, you'll see EIB, which means Excellent Broadcasting Network, turn into EIB Exaggeration Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And I'm, as I mentioned before, folks, you know, I had a caller called in yesterday, was telling me, you know, well, I'm really down or whatever. Yeah, I have my ups and downs. And I realized after I thought about this, I hung up with this guy yesterday and got off my show, and I thought about it, and I said, yeah, but, you know, after I wade through all of it, I said to myself, we're living in very exciting times. And what do we expect these people to do? These people I'm talking about, the administration, what do we expect them to do? Lay down? They're not going to lay down and allow us to just walk over them with the truth. They're going to fight. They're going to thrash. They're going to lash out. They're going to do anything that they can do to keep their position of lies, their position of deceit, you know, of deception. But in the end, they're going to lose. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Final segment coming up, folks. By the way, my website is fixed, www.theamericanawakening.org. You can go in there, click on interesting links. It's the top article on the left-hand side that I just read. Be back in three.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. I'm not ready to make nice, and neither are you, folks. No? Good news. And by the way, I want to thank Wally. I believe his name is Wally. He lives outside of the country, and he sent me an email saying that it was my website that was screwed up. It's been fixed. You can go onto my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. Click on interesting links. The top story on the left-hand side is the article that I just read, in case you want to print it off and hand a copy to your neighbor, folks. But anyway, listen, we're making a dent. We're making a big difference. People are waking up. And the rats are starting to desert the sinking ship. Karl Rove is gone. Alberto Gonzalez is gone. And out of AlJazeera.net, you know, the latest one, Bush's U.S. image advisor, like he has an image. I mean, like he would have any kind of a good image. But his image advisor, the woman in charge of improving the image of the United States around the world, has announced that she's resigning. Karen Hughes. How about that, folks? Karen Hughes is resigning, walking out like all the other rats on a sinking ship. Let's go to Randall in Austin. Randall, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, that is a great article, and I will go there and print it down. I wanted to say that maybe on the license thing, being that she does not have a license, it might be that they don't have any authority.
Well, you know what? They told her, the police officer down in Phoenix told her that her driving, get this, Randall, her driving privileges in Arizona have been suspended. Now, I don't know how they can do that, because they have no jurisdiction over an international driver's license. So I think that this cop was full of you-know-what. But it looks to me, at least to the surface, that they are in collusion with this towing agency to try to incite her or, you know, encourage her to sign the title over to the car so they can auction it off and split the proceeds. I don't know for sure if that's true, but I'm going to find out.
Yeah, how can they impound it for 30 days? I mean,
that's another question that I have. You know, they're saying, well, it's mandatory that it's impounded for 30 days. Now, the lady down there at the police department said that is a new law. Well, you know as well as I do, it's not a law. It's their policy. But most people are so stupid that they won't go find out that there is no law.
I would send another storage company over there to with a wrecker and try to get it out and make it documented, take pictures, video, whatever that they wanted to get the car.
Rest assured, Randall, I'm not done with this, and they don't know who they're dealing with here. They think they're dealing with this dumb blonde, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with me behind the scenes.
Right.
So they're in for a rude awakening.
Good.
Because believe it or not, as mild-mannered as I come across to be, I can get mad.
Well, you don't want to get mad. You just want to get even.
No, I know, but I know how to put my point across. By the way, I've met you before personally,
yes.
Didn't I?
Right.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we met over at the bookstore.
Yes, I remember. Yes, I remember you.
And whenever you come back this way, well, let me know. Or let John know and have him give me a call.
Might be sooner than later. As a matter of fact, I was a little up at John. I found out that Robbie Noel is back there right now. And I told John the other day on the phone, I said, how come you didn't tell Robbie tell me that Robbie was going back there? I'd have went back there with him.
Right.
You know?
That's what I thought about.
But
okay.
John never talks to me anymore. He's not my buddy anymore, see? He calls me very rarely. And I say all these good things about him. And as a matter of fact, just before I came on the air today, he got on and he said hello. And I said, how come you never talk to me anymore? You're no longer my friend. So I don't know. At any rate.
He's probably staying too busy, but we love RBN. We love everywhere the word getting out, and I think what it's going to take is people praying to God and saying, hey, thank you for giving us another chance.
Amen to that, brother. Nice talking to you, Randall.
Talk to you soon. Bye now.
Okay. All right, the end of another day, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Hope you have a good rest of your Thursday afternoon. Got John Stadtmiller coming up next. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think he said, I heard him say that he's got Lieutenant Eric Schein on, who came on with a special announcement on my show the other day. So I'm sure that's going to be a good show. Stay tuned, as always. And if you're not addicted to RBN yet, get addicted, folks. I am. I will see you tomorrow with my weekly guest, Jim Kerwin. Have a good rest of the day. Bye.